The Dog and Joe Show on 93.7 The River. Call The Dog and Joe Show at 916-766-9370.
All right, coming up the 8 o'clock hour, we'll get you qualified for that Rockland Folsom Harley 48. Caller 93 will get that. And you would think now that we do this morning show here, you know, we both are adults. I'm 45, Joe's 42. We both have kids. We're supposed to be in a more respectable, mature, prominent position here on The River doing this AM show.
I wasn't told that.
I was told that, but I knew it was a lie. You would think we've matured by now, but we haven't. We're still stupid guys, and we still like to do stupid bets because that's what guys do. They do stupid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, against our better judgment, we will succumb to you. Pick our punishment for the Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight. 766-9370, you get to pick our pain or pick our punishment. Whoever loses has to do, if in fact we can agree on this thing the listener holds up, we'll do the punishment on the after show or somewhere live or wherever. Pre-show, after show, or somewhere. Pick our pain, pick our punishment. The loser has to do this. Do you accept the challenge? Because Joe has said that he wants Conor McGregor to win.
I do.
I have said I'm going Mayweather. We're not going to do rounds. We're not going to do by knockout. We're going to do a straight-out win. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, doesn't matter if it goes all or two or one, it is the victor.
That's right.
Okay, so 766-9370, pick our punishment.
Now I'm not going to say I am going to agree to what the first few people say.
Yeah.
I mean, we should choose.
Yeah, it should be something decent because people are going to call, well, I want Joe to cut his arm off in a bandsaw.
I don't really want to do that either.
No, that's not going to happen. So, 766-9370, make it fun. Let's see if you got some good ideas, because I can come up with some good stuff. Because I'm excited with this one, because Joe is taking the weaker horse in this with Conor McGregor.
Oh,
he's
I
the
don't
underdog.
Know about that.
So, whatever you got. One more stat. 3 days to go, actually 2 days to go, till Saturday night's fight. Mayweather's odds are down, plus 50 to win. Now, if someone wanted to win $100, that means they'd have to bet $550. If they wanted to win $1,000, they'd have to put up $5,500. So that's how this is stacking up, and it's going to change a little bit by time we go into the fight night. But it is a pretty substantial beating. People are saying that Conor McGregor is going to take. So
I just can't imagine he's going to come out with bruising.
Well, what do you mean bruising? You don't think Conor McGregor is going to get bruised or cut?
No, not at all. I do not think that Mayweather is capable of doing anything close to what Diaz did to him.
You've got to be kidding me.
Not even close.
Diaz and McGregor, and just humor us for a little bit.
Diaz beat him to a pulp. There is no way Mayweather does that.
Mayweather, a far better boxer than Diaz, a far more technical, trained, skilled.
I don't know that I'd say that.
And has more stamina. Diaz, a fine MMA fighter that has some good boxing skill on his side, but he's a scrappy street fighter.
He's just a fighter.
He's a fighter, but Mayweather is a trained professional, and if he could put his guard down, and if he could put the stones out there on the chopping block and would gamble a little bit, he would have had some losses. But he also would have been a better fighter. He protected his record more than he did his face, you know, and he really did cover up all these fights because he wanted the victories.
Who was the last guy we watched him fight?
Pacquiao.
Piss poor. That
was
one
awful.
Of the worst boxing matches I've ever seen in my life.
Because Pacquiao, he was the underdog again. He was older. He came out swinging. And Mayweather wasn't going to go down to that guy who couldn't beat him outright. Now, the only reason that there were some good exchanges was because Mayweather is just so conservative. He doesn't like to fight. He's protecting his record. So it was a boring-ass fight. It really was.
I don't want to see that for this one.
I don't either, and I think if stuff gets sloppy, that's what we're going to get. Meaning, if Conor gets sloppy, if he's not boxing, if he's a little winded, you're going to see Mayweather retreat, and he's going to figure him out the first round. Second round, he'll know exactly what he's got, and that's when Mayweather's going to come in, but he's still going to come in tiptoey. Because he does not want to jeopardize the record. He doesn't want to do it on the biggest pay-per-view in pay-per-view history.
Well, there is
so I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm here to tell you, Mayweather's going to win, and I don't want him to. So, pick our pain. Pick our punishment. What does the loser do? What's up, Jeremy?
Yeah, why don't you guys, the loser, take a photo shoot with the 48 bike you guys are giving away in a banana hammock?
Okay, so Jeremy wants to see... Jeremy, who'd you rather see in the banana hammock, Joe or myself?
Either one of you guys. I think it'd be hilarious.
Oh, wow. Lord.
Okay, so you're doing this for comedy, not for lust.
Yeah, just comedy.
Wow.
I gotta say, I've been losing my belly a little bit. I might look fair to mid-range in a banana hammock.
Wow. A photo shoot on the Harley 48. Still a bunch of weeks of qualifying left. Do we really want to face it?
The boys won't let us do that. They won't let our bodies touch that bike in a banana hammock.
The Gadaras?
Yeah.
Over at Folsom Rock, they don't care.
I don't know.
I mean, we can take the bike out. You know, hey, guys, we're going to take some pictures of it.
We can ride it and take photos of it, but I don't know if a half-naked body, one of ours, needs to be sitting on it.
I'm jotting that down. This is good, and this is why I like this.
Where do you get one of those?
What?
A banana hammock.
Just ask. I got banana hammocks. Oh, yeah, if it weren't for banana hammocks, I'd have nowhere to sleep. Yeah, we'll get a banana hammock. I'm jotting that down because that's not bad. You know why? Because people could enjoy that on 93.7. Well, I'm sorry. They can see that at 93.7theriver.com or all over social.
Yeah, I don't know if they'd enjoy it or not.
Hell, you know what? You lose. You get on that Harley-Davidson 48, I might have to pull some money out of my pocket and put it on the billboard right across Cap City.
I would ride that. I would ride, and I don't like to ride without my gear on.
Yeah.
But I would ride that bike up and down Folsom.
Mm-hmm.
2 miles each direction.
In a banana hammock.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. We're not talking about riding it. We're talking about you doing a photo shoot or whoever loses.
I'm just giving you a little extra added bonus. Okay. I'd ride that baby around town.
Photo shoot. Let me jot this down. Dana, producer Dana, if you could jot these down, dude. Photo shoot in banana hammock, posing sexy like a supermodel.
No one said anything about posing sexy.
And for the people out there that are my age, if you went into International Imports back at the Birdcage days, you know, you went in, I know they had one there. International Imports was a big, before Spencer's came around, International Imports is where all the kids congregated, and they sold all the Farrah Fawcett posters.
Lava lamps.
Back in the day, there was a poster. There were two of them. And I never bought one of them because one was a Chevy truck, but the other one was the motorcycle, and I always wanted it. And it was five chicks, and they all had on thong bikinis, and the title of the poster was Haulin' Ass. And it had all these hot chicks in different color bikini, thong bikinis, and they would stand either on bikes on their tiptoes or in the back of a Chevy truck on their tiptoes like they were washing it. That's what you recreate. The loser recreates the Haulin' Ass poster with the Harley 48.
Okay.
Okay, I like that.
I would do that.
Let's go to Todd. Todd, welcome.
Okay, a handspring?
No,
oh, yes, you are, neighbor.
Woo! Pick our pain.
Okay, so the loser has to eat the hottest wings at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Ooh, God, that's going to hurt me.
The hottest wings at Buffalo Wild Wings? I've never been to a Buffalo Wild Wings. You know what? For me, I would do that.
Yeah, you would easily do that. That would double me over, but I'd do that.
Would you do that?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, do I have to eat the entire thing or just like one or two of them? I don't do well with hot stuff. I'd eat, we'll say three.
You gotta eat all.
All?
Well, the whole basket. Yeah, but here's the thing. After you get the first one down and it kicks in, then you motor through the others. I mean, then you just got to drown yourself in milk. That's all you could do.
Man. Okay, we'll take that into consideration.
Let's go to Jack. Pick our punishment.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Jack.
Hey, I think since Joe won't do anything with cutting his hair, I think you guys can do a little bit of coloring of the hair.
Oh. What color are you thinking?
The temporary, maybe for like a week, you know, the spray-on stuff.
Like pink?
Yeah, whatever. The winner
gets to
choose the color.
Okay. So
I would do that. I'd color it.
Okay, so would you color it pink and you got to wear it for a week?
Sure.
Okay.
No problem.
And again, you guys are really focusing on what Joe would do because Joe is gone with Conor McGregor. Hopefully, you know, you guys don't want me to put anything in my hair because that'd be boring.
Well, you'd only have a strand to color.
Yeah.
That wouldn't take too long.
Let's go to Jennifer. Jennifer.
Hi.
What should we do?
So, if Dog loses, because his name is Dog, he has to eat a 16-ounce thing of dog food.
Wet or dry?
Wet.
Oh!
Now, here's the thing. Jennifer, I would love to do that, but here's the thing. You know me. I'm on a low-sodium diet, and that stuff is packed with salt. There is, I'm just here to tell you, I won't do that because I, even thinking about it, that does make me gag. There is no way I could do that.
We'd get you like a good brand, like Bill Jack or something.
Well, Bill Jack, yeah.
That's probably one of the best dog foods you can get.
I honestly, I'm here to tell you, I'll do a lot. And I hope people know that I mean this. I'll do a lot, but I don't think I can do that.
I don't know if I could eat that either. That's a lot of dog. 16 ounces of wet dog food?
Oh, I can't even smell it. I mean, I literally, it's just, that is nauseating.
What a great idea.
What's the option for Joe?
And if Joe loses, whatever his least favorite food is, he has to eat. Like, a lot of it.
Oh, God. That's probably, that we're talking like cauliflower,
yeah,
lima beans.
Why
that's going to be a vegetable.
Why can't you make me, like, eat sushi or chutney or I don't know, like.
Ooh, sushi. That might be the one for me.
I mean, yeah, give me something. Like, I don't know. Why do I have to eat dog food? Just because my name's Dog?
What's chutney?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's.
Ooh, God. Eating stuff is rough. I would do it. I would do it. I mean, I'm probably going to vomit if it's like a vegetable or something, but I'd do it.
I'm just telling you, with the dog food, I can't. That makes me sick right now. That makes my eyes water. Just opening the can and smelling it, there is no...
I took a tablespoon or a teaspoon of salt down, and I had to chew it.
Hey, you said you could, and it was
right.
No big deal.
And I did. You can't eat 16 ounces of wet dog food?
No. I'm not the idiot that said, oh, a teaspoon of salt, that's easy. Everyone can eat that. I'm here to tell you, I cannot eat 16 ounces of wet dog food. Opening up a can of Alpo and spooning that out,
I wonder if anyone can.
I don't want any part of that. That is awful.
And all those apocalyptic movies and TV programs and stuff that I watch, that's what humans resort to. Come the end of the world, it looks like the only thing left to eat is canned dog food.
I still don't think I could do it in an apocalyptic situation. I could eat 16 ounces of dry. I could do that. But there is no way in hell I'm eating Alpo 16
dry.
Ounces.
Dry? You could do dry dog food?
Well, with a little water or whatever. Yeah, I could do dry, but I could not do that wet stuff. Boy. There is no way. Bob, welcome.
Good morning.
Hi, Bob.
Hi. I got an idea. How about... come out to the Sheriff's Canine Training, and we'll throw one of you, the loser, in a bite suit and get bit all day by our dogs.
I've actually always wanted to try that.
I've been to a lot of these canine trials. It would be fun. I know it's tiring.
I bet it hurts a little bit, too.
Well, I don't think it's the hurt so much, because it's a decent suit. You can feel
like
a little
pressure,
bit of it.
Though, I would think.
Yeah, you get a little pressure, but what it is, it's the heat. When you're out in that suit all day, if it's a hot day, man, I mean, it wears you out.
Yes, it does. It wears you out, and you feel a little bit of pressure, but it...
You know what? I would try that. I've always wanted to kind of try that. I wanted to see just how powerful them dogs are. They look so badass.
Now, if you get a shepherd, you know, you get a shepherd. You got a shepherd. I mean, he's going to be 80 pounds-ish. I mean, you know, I'm a buck 63, 65 right now. That dog hits you, that's half your weight. That dog's going to give you a good run. The Malinois.
Oh, it takes police officers. It knocks them off their feet, so you know it would take you and I down.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty good hit, but the Malinois are a little bit smaller and lighter. So, hey, you know what? That would be fun.
That would be fun. I'd like to just do that anyway.
Yeah, I don't think that's all that bad of a punishment, because it's pretty cool. I enjoy watching those trials and watching the dogs and the time that goes into them. It's a really, really cool program.
Remember, we were going to go do that one time.
Yeah,
we got invited to go do that. We should get a hold of our of Sac's Finest and see if we can go be a part of that sometime. That's not a bad idea.
Okay, but I don't think daring enough.
No, but
because we would
fun.
Both do that.
Yeah, we would do that.
Let's see here. Let's go to George. George, welcome. What's up, George?
Oh,
with us?
I think. Oh yeah, I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Hi, George.
Hey guys. So I think that the loser, whichever one it may be. Should have to do a video, fully choreographed with some dancing, of Taylor Swift, Shake It Off, singing it, not lip syncing it.
That's
singing
right.
It.
That's right up Joe's alley.
You see, that made my eyes sparkle a little bit. I'd like to do that right now anyway.
Joe likes Taylor Swift. Joe likes singing. Joe likes dancing. This would not be punishment for Joe. This would be pleasure.
Shake it off.
Well, then you know what? Off. Then for you, dog.
What's that?
Then for you. That's yours if you lose. You won't lose. I mean, there's no way that McGregor's going to win.
All right, so now you've jinxed me. You see, people keep saying there's no way you're going to lose. See, I got to think about this smart this time around, because I'm looking at what I would do.
And I'd like the listeners to remember the last two bets that we've done here.
Yeah.
on the program. Mm-hmm. Weird things, anomalies, if you will, are happening here at the new station because I have won all bets so far.
Yes, Joe won the foot rub down. I had to rub Joe's feet. That was for the Kentucky Derby.
Yep.
And the other bet was me wearing a rompum.
What was that for?
I can't remember what that. Oh, that was for the Indy 500.
Okay.
And I had to wear the rompum, and I actually cut the crotch out of the rompum, so what I basically had was an overall skirt.
You did that purposely.
And I had to wear that, and I did both of those during the after show. Run, don't walk. Go to the Doggy Joe Facebook page. Those still live there under videos.
You know how I know he did that last one purposely? Because he didn't get rid of the rompum. It's still folded neatly under his desk.
No. You know why? You know why? You know I didn't do that purposely.
Why?
I had underwear on. If I had done that purposely, I would not have worn underwear in that after show video.
I want